We are learning Kinim Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. We're starting on top from Mishnah Beis. Chatos Shenes Arva Ba'ilo. You had a bird that was set aside for Chatos, and we said before Chatos have to be done Lamata under Chot HaSikra. And it got mixed up with an Oila, something that was already an Oila. The Oif, the bird was Oila ready. We know Oila has to be Lamayla. Or the opposite of Oila Shenes Arva Chatos. They got mixed up with each other. I feel Echad Maribui, one Chatos and 1,000 Oilas. The halacha is a musa kulam. Why? Because you can't take any bird out and say, I want to do this as a chatas, because maybe it's a oila. And you can't say it's a oila, maybe it's a chatas. Therefore, if they get mixed up with each other, even one in 1,000, the halacha is you cannot bring either of them for a carbon, and they all die. You're going to ask me, why do they have to die? Why don't you just wait to get some mum? And we paid it. So we know from other mesechtas already that ain't pidyon la'ofis. Ofis cannot, you can't be paid any ofis, and therefore you're stuck. Therefore, you're musu. Sok the Mishnah Vaita. Chatos shenes arva b'choiva. If chatos, which was a bird we knew was a chatos, got mixed up with a choiva. Choiva means that when someone's chayiv a set of birds, he has to bring an oila and a chatos, he doesn't specify which one's which. He just has two birds. And the kohen, when he makes the asiya, when he does it, that's when he specifies what it is, a chatos oila, and that's what makes it a chatos oila. So, chatos shenes arva b'choiva. If a chatas got mixed up with a chayva, it means a chatas is a vade chatas, got mixed up with two birds that are stoma. Ein kosher k'minyan chatas shebechayva. It's as kosher as the minyan chatas shebechayva. What's the pshat? Because I could take one bird out and I could bring it as a chatas, because I'm on a pshach. If this is the chatas got mixed up, okay, so it's kosher, a chatas. If it's not, if it's one of the two that are stoma, that don't have a name yet, so now I'm making it into a chatas. But it can't be, but it can't have two chatas, because maybe the second one is supposed to be an oila, and because it's not the chatas that got mixed up. Therefore, I mean, the first one was one of the two stomas, and the second one has to be an oila then. So therefore, you only could bring one chatas. Only can bring a chatas of a chayva. How many chatas are in the chayva? And the same thing is the opposite. Between oila shesarva v'chayva, or vada oila got mixed up in a chayva, which is two stomas, two ones that are plain right now. Ain kosher k'minyan oila shebechayva, and again, why? I could take out one. I could bring it to oila manavshach. If this is the oila got mixed up, it's good. If not, I am making one of the two stomas into the oila right now. And halacha is bein shechayva meruba v'nedava mu'atas. Nedava, we're calling the one that has the name, which is the oila, and chayva is the one that's stoma. So bein shechayva meruba v'nedava mu'atas is, you know, there's a lot of chayvas and small, you know, a small amount of nedava got mixed up. Or bein the opposite, bein shechayva meruba v'chayva mu'atas. And both of the equal amounts get mixed up. You always go how many oilas or chatas are in the chayva. That's all you can bring. You know, if the oil gets mixed up, you only can bring as many oilas that are in the chayva. And if a chatas gets mixed up, you only can bring as many chatas that are in the chayva, that are in that stoma. I mean, if you have two stomas, that means there's only one, you know, if you have a pair of stomas, there's only one chatas there. If you have four birds altogether don't have a name to it, there's two chatas there. If you have six birds, there's three chatas there. That's the halacha over here. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Next Mishnah. Medvar amurim v'chayva nadava. This is good when you have a chayva and a dava. Aval v'chayva. Aval v'chayva. Shenes arva zu b'zu. But if you have two pairs of birds that don't have names to it, zu b'zu, then has a different halacha. Achas azu. Let's explain. But if you have two chayvas, it means you have two pairs, you know, one belongs to Rachel, one belongs to Leah. They each have two birds. One has to be a chatas, one has to be a oila. So halacha is, you could bring one chatas and one oila. But you can't bring two chatas because maybe the second one you're bringing is really supposed to be an oila. But chatas and oila you could bring, because for sure there's a chatas and then an oila for sure in this thing. And yet, loch is, you're allowed to be mefarish. So, by all that mixed together, you can make a stomach, you can mefarish which one's which. So, therefore, you say bring one, you say this is the chatas, and the next one is the oila. But now you can't bring another chatas because maybe that is a match of the other chatas, and that's supposed to be an oila. The bird you're picking up maybe supposed to be the match of the other chatas, which is supposed to be oila, so you can't say that's a chatas. Therefore, be mechza kosher and mechza pasul. It's So it means if it's achazu, achazu, it means there's a pair for this one, that's altogether four. Or shtayamazu is altogether eight. Or shazu, altogether 12. You'll bring six of them. Three for oil and three for chatas. What about if you have achazu v'shtayamazu? If you have one for this lady, one, you know, two birds, and four birds for our lady. Or shazu means one pair for this lady and three pairs for that lady. Or eselazu means one pair for this and 10 for that. Or melazu, one for this and 100 for that. Hamuit kosher. You only can bring the one like the less. You can bring one chatas, one oila. But you can't bring more than that because maybe you're going to be infringing on the match of Rachel. Because if you bring two chatas, maybe that one's supposed to be the oila of her animal, of her pair. So then, mu'at kosher, only the mu'at kosher. And these halachas are be'im shem echad, be'im shtei shemes. We'll see in a second what that means. Say one shem, say two shemes. And be'im isha achas, be'im shtei nashim. Same halachas by one isha, two nashim, like we explained. Now let the next mishnah explain. Ketzad. Meshem echad. What does mean shem echad? That means leida v'leida. You had Rachel and Leia, both are bringing kabbonis for leida. That's shem echad. Halacha is again, mechz is kosher. Or ziva v'ziva, both v'ziva, meshem echad. That's all shem echad. Meshtei shemois, that's leida v'ziva. That's a leida and a ziva together, that's two shemois. Ketzad meshtei nashim, what's the case of two nashim? Azu leida v'azu leida. Meshtei nashim means azu leida v'azu leida, azu ziva v'azu ziva. That on Rachel has a leida and Leah has a leida. And Rachel has ziva and Leah has ziva. That's meshtei mecha. Meshtei shemois, azu leida v'azu ziva. So all these halachas are exactly the same. That means that what calls upon the birds are stama, so you could bring the one person's minimum. That means that if they each have a pair of birds, so you could bring a chatas and an oila, because the kohen's be mefarishit and saying this is the chatas the oila. Once you do two already, then the other two automatically have a match, and therefore you can't do more than that. But if one lady has one pair and the other lady has 10 pairs, still you can't do more than one pair, because maybe then you're going to infringe on that pair. If you bring a chatas and an oila already, you can't say the next one could be another chatas, because maybe the one you're picking up really is supposed to be the oila of Rachel, the first lady. Rav Yitzi Eimer, another halacha, shtei nashim shlachos kenein be'eriv. Two ladies bought the birds mixed up together. They didn't say which one belongs to who. Or they threw each, is $20 for a pair of birds. They each get $20 a coin. $20 mixed up, it's $40 now. So the coin Yaakov Chatos, the coin Yaakov Eila. The coin has to know which one is whose. He buys a bird and says, this Chatos for Rachel. He buys another bird and says, this Eila is for Rachel. This one Chatos for Eila. Takes every bird special, picks it up, this is for her, that's enough. You don't have to specify four when you buy it. You could do it like, you could just do it when the coin's doing it. He could specify which Isha, which shame, which carbon. It's all fine. Hadan Allah Chatos Eif. So all these decisions learned this is nice, you should chaz over and get it clear, because it's very negative to have it clear for the next parak and next mishnayos.